It's 21 minutes after 5, driving home here on a Thursday afternoon downtown. On the Pulse, WZON in high definition at WKIT HD3. And around the world on WZONThePulse.com. Time to talk some college basketball, and to do that, we're joined on the GNM Family Market phone line by Lee Klein, the former college coach, owner of the five-star basketball camp, and a contributor to Slam Magazine. And Lee, boy, another week and another tough time to be the number one team in the country.
No question. Another wacky week of college hoops, as we've seen. Just not a whole lot of separation between the top of the pack and everyone else, which means on every given night, some ranked team somewhere goes down.
Yeah, and number ones are falling, and the perennial favorites having some struggles as well. What's happening down at Duke these days?
Well, you had an incredible recruiting class last year, and you lost three just unbelievable talents that are just difficult to replace when you talk about Okafor and Tyus Jones and Winslow. So this year, a big piece of the puzzle was Emil Jefferson to really handle the inside play and be the perimeter defender. And with his injury and him out indefinitely, the Blue Devils have struggled to be able to protect the rim and to really pose an inside game.
So, Lee, as you look around right now, can you put your finger on what you think might be the best team in the country?
It changes on any given night, quite frankly. I mean, North Carolina is playing the best right now. This is a deep, veteran-laden team that's got all the ingredients. It's got great inside play with Bryce Johnson playing on the same level as what we talk about National Player of the Years. It has a terrific depth in the backcourt. Right now, North Carolina is the best team in the country. I just question whether or not the toughness as well as this ACC schedule, when they really go on the road and play some of the elite teams in the league, if they'll remain unblemished in that regard.
Well, some interesting games coming up this weekend, and a couple big ones on Saturday, starting with a terrific matchup between Providence and Villanova. How do you size up that one?
Villanova is almost like the cardiac kids. The last two games, they've survived more so than anything else. Didn't really play particularly great last night against Seton Hall and gutted out a win in Georgetown. They're not shooting the ball great, but here's a team that really believes in each other, that when the game's on the line, they have this incredible confidence that someone will make a play. And they have really, when we look at great championship teams, there are three components you want. You need great point guard play. Villanova has that with Arch, who's a coach on the floor as a senior, made an incredible play last night. Do you have a legitimate post player? They do in Ochefu. And then do you have the X factor, that NBA level talent, usually is a slasher, someone who could get you a bucket when you need it, and that's been Josh Hart. So they've got, really what you're looking for when we talk about a championship-level team. The only thing that maybe has lacked is sort of the go-to guy. They don't have the prototypical go-to guy, but the sum of the parts sure has been really good so far this year.
We're talking with Lee Klein, owner of the five-star basketball camp. Another big one coming up. The road doesn't get any easier for the Oklahoma Sooners. They have to play number 13 Baylor this weekend. Could that be another loss for Oklahoma?
Well, Baylor is leading the Big 12 at this moment. And, what a great job Scott Drew has done reloading and, some really interesting NBA prospects there, and Prince and Motley with Baylor. Here's the thing with Oklahoma. The Isaiah Cousins in this loss finally came to life. He had a little mini slump. Him, Buddy Hield. Unfortunately, Spangler sort of disappeared this last game. Once everyone starts clicking and firing on all cylinders, Oklahoma then, just offensively is just too much to handle. I think that they, this is a team that will hold home court all year and will win, probably half of these road Big 12 contests, when they face the elite of the league.
Last week, Lee, we talked about some of the best players in the country, but who's a player who might be the most valuable and important to his individual team?
Well, we've mentioned, you know, and just because it's fresh in my mind, Archie Diacono from Villanova, maybe one of the most underrated players in the country, at point guard, you know, senior who does all the little things, finds out, you know, figures out a way to win. Sometimes it's, you know, makes the score sheet, sometimes it doesn't. You might have had a chance to catch Savon Shields last night for Nebraska, one of the special scorers in the country, another senior kid that maybe was a little underappreciated the last 2 years and now is really starting to shine as Nebraska's making a little bit of a move up the Big Ten ladder. I mean, that's that's another kid that really deserves a lot of credit for improving each year and putting himself on the radar when we talk about, you know, the best players that we have in the country.
How would you rate the overall talent level this season as compared to last year?
Well, we don't have the great freshman class that we had the last 2 years, okay? There's just no way around it. The freshman impact, with that being somewhat minimized, it's, if you will, changed this, it's really put everyone sort of on the same playing field, because what generally happens is the top level teams lose guys to the NBA and they get this influx of impact freshmen. Cheek Diallo being a prime example. I mean, here's a kid that was the MVP of the Jordan game and the McDonald's game, who really is the fourth front court player for Kansas. He's not a guy that's come in and impacted the game as of yet. Now, he had a late start because the NCAA had some academic concerns or so on. Took him a while to clear them. But that type of stuff, now, when you don't have, you know, the scout, LeBiziers, when guys like that come in and the top-level programs are expecting them to be NBA-level lottery talent and they're not, what happens is other freshmen and juniors and seniors around the country contribute and are able to really minimize that gap. You know, a great example of that, again, just on a game that's fresh on your mind this week, is you got to see Oklahoma State play and Juwan Evans, another freshman who just absolutely, you know, was by far the best player on the court, and he's at Oklahoma State. So those are the things. The freshman level, talent level, is more dispersed than in the past and not congregated on a few elite teams.
When it comes to producing talent, AAU has become so important over the last several years. But I know a guy you coached with, Tom Penders, has been very outspoken about what he thinks are the effects of AAU basketball. When you look at the big picture, has AAU been a good thing or a negative to college basketball?
Well, I think it's part of where we're at. You know, there's a tremendous appeal to compete against anyone and everyone, and whether it be, you know, club basketball, whether it be AAU or non-affiliated but other, you know, tournament-level competition, it's here to stay. I mean, it is predominant through the spring and summer. It is what kids from 9 on up are doing, as they are looking to, you know, to, if you will, match their talents against players from all over. And so, you know, kids playing basketball is a good thing. The question is, if that alone, when you put it in that context where the only thing you're doing is playing via tournament ball, what does that do to your overall skill level? Where does that do? And so that on its own really isn't enough. And that's where I think, Coach Penders and a lot of other great coaches, when they look at it, it's not that they're completely down on AAU ball. What they're down on are kids spending too much time playing tournament after tournament instead of getting in the gym and working on their deficiencies.
Some great insight from Lee Klein at the 5-Star Basketball Camp, and former college coach as well. Lee, as always, thanks for joining us this week. Enjoy the games this weekend, and we'll talk again next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
5:31 here on Downtown.